Yes, good morning to everyone. This is Daniel King with the Daily Inspiration. I just want to bless you this morning and pray that God would fill you with his goodness, with his blessing, which is really his spirit. When you really sum it up, it's God's spirit. It's us being one with Christ. That is the only way that we can be secure and complete as far as being okay with anything that can happen. I was just recently thinking about that again. In this life, sometimes it can seem secure, but then you hear of other parts of the world and how they're in some places life is very insecure. And also knowing that our life as we know it now may not be that way tomorrow. And I know many of you are going through various experiences and things that you're facing in this life, and all of that is different. But I just know that a lot of us here in America do face a level of security, as at least physically, that many people across the world do not experience. And it seems that when we face that insecurity, it seems that the only thing that will pull us through is faith in Jesus Christ, just the comfort and the hope of knowing that all is well with our soul, so that even suffering and death cannot cannot shake us. And that is a very good place to be when we are safe, resting in the arms of Jesus. And I would like to speak a little bit on that here this morning. I'm going to briefly go over John chapter 21, something that was a blessing to me. Here the disciples were, some of them had some pretty traumatic experiences, actually traumatizing in many ways. Their lives were suddenly uprooted. They had led fairly normal lives until the day they met Jesus, and Jesus called them and they responded. I'm speaking specifically of the 12 disciples. They responded by leaving all and following Jesus, leaving their jobs and their families and following Jesus, which at first it seemed to go pretty well. But as they grew, as they continued to walk with the Lord, things became a bit more challenging because they started noticing that following Jesus, there was a cost to it. They started noticing that this wasn't just an ordinary man, and people had some extremely strong feelings about this Jesus, both for and against. Some extremely strong feelings, and they started noticing that, and they, sometimes were put on a spot as far as, well, do we continue to follow but anyway, the courage of their hearts, they continued to follow Jesus and came all the way up to the 3 years and the Last Supper, and then their I'm assuming that when Judas walked out and it was discovered that he's really not so much of a true friend and he actually doesn't have their best interest in mind, I imagine that was difficult for them. And then they went out to the last time up there on the Mount of Olives, a place where they had visited a lot. And so it was a very familiar place, but this time it was different. This time there was something seemingly not right they just had this sense, I believe, that something was different. They saw their master agonizing. They saw the one they were following, Jesus. They saw him agonizing, and they saw him with something was on his mind, and he kept talking about him being delivered into the hands of the Gentiles. But anyway, they continued, and then all of a sudden, there was the army. and there was Judas leading them, one of their very own. And before they knew what happened, Jesus was in handcuffs and being led away. And I think that was a very traumatic moment for these disciples, because at that point, a lot of them were still thinking that Jesus would be creating a very secure environment as far as earth's securities. But here they were without, like sheep without a shepherd. And they probably had some thoughts, were getting into this a little deeper than what we had bargained for. They probably had lots of thoughts like, well, you know, I thought this was going to turn out for my good, and here, you know, the whole thing's falling apart for us. And numerous ones of them made different choices. It really was like what happens when a shepherd leaves his sheep. It really did happen like that. Many of the sheep scattered. Some followed. Some followed followed from a distance. Others just ran. And, well, anyway, then they all discovered and found out that Jesus was tried and found guilty, or false witnesses found him guilty. It was not true. He was not guilty. But nonetheless, they used him and tried him as a guilty man, and then he was crucified. And I can see the longer I walk with the Lord, I can identify more with how those disciples may have felt, and some of those things aren't all that foreign to many of us who are walking with the Lord. We all know what it feels like to be betrayed. We know what it feels like to think that things would turn out well and they didn't, and here we thought we were doing the will of God, and here we thought we were doing everything right, and now the thing's falling apart. And then there's all the why questions, and you wonder what's going on. But I'd just like to encourage us that those are not the times to give up on Jesus. Those are not the times to throw in the towel. Jesus talked about those things, and when he talked about the parable of the sower, he talked about how there's some that are going to, for number one, I think the first one was the birds are going to pick up the seed that fell, and then there was another one that talked about it grew fairly well, it sprang up, and things were going very well, and then the sun came out, and there was no rain, and the plant dried up. And then there was another type of plant, and that was the one that grew well, seemed to be going well, but then the weeds and the thorns came up and choked it. And that's a picture there of the things of this world that come up and want to choke us. In other words, the things that come against us, the things that were both in temptations of the world in general through lust, meaning just the temptations of this world around us, but also the pressures of persecution, the pressures of the enemy, the seeming fight that we have to go through in order to serve the Lord. Sometimes it seems that God is asking us to do something fairly difficult, and then we move ahead to do it, and it just seems like you have to just fight so many battles just to accomplish that one simple thing that the Lord asks us to do. Now, that doesn't always happen. I don't want to paint a gloomy picture here, but I'm just saying that the price of following Jesus isn't always just, we don't always just get a bed of roses and a free ride. And those are the things I believe they're twofold. It's the world, it's Satan coming against us. It's the spiritual unseen power that does not want us to be a radical follower of Jesus Christ. But then there's also another element of it, and that is Jesus wants to know what we are about. So the main thing is to be assured of what God has led us in. In other words, to be assured of what we heard from God, and then just to continue pressing forward in that, regardless of the opposition. Now, there is one thing I'd like to say that has really helped me, and that is the thing of closing doors. I believe that we have the right, as we're seeking the Lord, just like these disciples, as Jesus was following them, I believe they had the right to get in there, to get somewhere alone with God, and just ask God some hard and honest questions. And I believe we have the right to do that, and I believe that God is delighted when we come to Him with honest and open hearts. And I have found already that when we're facing something, that when we're walking forward with what God has led us in, and we face that opposition, then there's always the question, well, is this opposition because God, I didn't hear right? Is this because God was possibly trying to close the doors here, or what's going on? And that's the time to get down on your knees. That's the time to start knocking. That's the time to start seeking and asking. And God will answer. A simple prayer like, Lord, if this is of you, then continue to close the doors and make it clear. You know, Satan will always just have this vague pressure. He'll not make it clear. That's the difference. If it's just a vague pressure where it's kind of hard to put your finger on, those are not the times to give in. But when you're experiencing a firmly closed door, especially when it's closed in almost like a divine way, it's sometimes, you know, that we have to be aware of the things that are hindering us. In other words, when we start out walking out what God has led us to do, we have to be careful about the things that are coming against us, because sometimes they're of Satan, sometimes they're of God. But I would just like to encourage us that especially in the areas where it has to do with following Jesus regardless of the cost, as it was the case with these disciples, those are the times when we're going to get hit the hardest. Those are the times when we're going to have to face some battles in order to break through. But the blessing of breaking through on the other side, just like Jesus, who for the reward endured the cross because of the reward on the other side. And that is so true. There's something just extremely rewarding about following through what God has asked us to do. So may the Lord bless you, and may He give you grace, and may He give you peace in pursuing Him, in being that radical follower of Him, following Him in areas where many believers are trembling and afraid to walk in. God needs leaders. Some words of my mother, as I was growing up, I was a leader in wickedness. And apparently my mother picked up on this, and she told me one day something I'll never forget. She said, why don't you consider being a leader in the things that are good? And I've often thought of those words, and I'd like to encourage you all this morning, be a leader in those things that are good. And sometimes that means to be a leader in what I'm going to refer to as forgotten and lost principles by the Christian race. Things that we read about in the Bible, things that we hear were done many, many years ago but are no longer practiced today, and we still know that it's the Lord's will. Be a leader and start practicing those things. Ask God to give you grace. May the Lord bless you.